Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is founder of Strategic Alchemy, a political consulting and communications firm, Pericles Carutis. Pericles, thank you so much for taking the time today, man.
Oh, Matt, this is great. Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to the show.
Pleasure's all mine. Let's start with, obviously, you've been in politics, specifically in New Hampshire and New England, for a number of years, and you've been on different campaigns throughout the years. Can you tell us what has changed since the beginning of COVID-19? Obviously, this is a very big political year, 2020. What has already been affected due to COVID-19 in the world of campaigning?
You know, I know every industry has been touched by this virus, and politics probably, it's probably been most affected than many of the others. You know, in a campaign, and I came up through the ranks as a grassroots organizer, and that means shaking hands, going to events, going door to door, going to all the different fairs and community events. And right now, all the community events have been canceled.
Right.
Right now, you're not shaking hands. There is no going door to door. There's no looking somebody in the eye and asking them for a vote. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is sending them. You know, a lot more emphasis has been put on emails and Zoom meetings.
Sure.
I have to admit, I still don't have my camera on my. on my computer fully configured for a proper Zoom interview, but we've been seeing more and more of that. That's probably been the biggest profound change, is not having that personal touch.
On the line with Pericles Carutis, he's the founder of Strategic Alchemy, a political consulting and communications firm. And obviously, this is the world we're all living in now, Pericles, is Zoom meetings and social distancing. And as you pointed out, it makes it difficult to go out and do those grassroots types of campaigns for these candidates. So going forward, you know, as the economy hopefully eventually starts to reopen in different sectors, will there be a period of catch up, so to speak? Will we be more inundated than we have been in the past in terms of campaigns, political campaigns, due to having to, you know, make up for lost time?
Well, I will say this, despite the fact that things have changed and you haven't been able to do the traditional campaigning, some of the enthusiasm for the upcoming election is still very much there. I'll give you an example. I have a client running a race in New Hampshire, and he got an email from one of his supporters saying, "I want a mask that I can wear out to the store with your logo on it. Do you have one?" And we certainly didn't think that was really appropriate to start putting campaign logos on masks while going out to the store. But that was just one example of that. The enthusiasm is still there. People are still very much interested in talking about the issues and engaged in the process. And certainly this coronavirus has brought new issues to the forefront, but also some old issues that have come back in terms of what is the best way to jumpstart our economy when the economy is hurting. And we saw a very quick shift from a very strong economy to one that's all of a sudden in peril. Mm-hmm. And those issues and those conversations are still taking place. Now, in terms of getting inundated on radio stations like yours and in your mailbox and certainly on Facebook and on the television with the advertising, I do think that pace is going to pick up pretty quickly when things start returning a little bit closer to normal. Mm-hmm. Because people still need to get the messages out, and it's still impossible to do it any other way. And I don't think the era of the television ad is going anywhere anytime soon.
Absolutely. On the line with founder of Strategic Alchemy, a political consulting and communications firm, Pericles Carutis. And Pericles, obviously the presidential race is now basically down to two, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There have been several, hiccups, so to speak, during this COVID-19 pandemic in terms of the primaries and the electing process, you know, the voting process in general. Do you foresee this being an issue for the presidential election? You know, it's hard to look forward and see what's going to happen in November. But from what you've seen with the primaries, do you think that it's going to affect voter turnout?
You know, I think we're very fortunate in New Hampshire. Our Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, is very experienced, probably one of the most experienced Secretary of States in the country when it comes to elections. And I've talked to some of the local officials that are in charge of kind of organizing that effort, and they feel pretty confident they're going to be able to still allow people to come to the ballot box and and socially distance from each other and do it in a safe way. I know the governor has given guidance saying that absentee ballots will be available to people that are quarantining or that are or don't feel comfortable or aren't healthy to show up to go vote. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's actually going to affect turnout. And if anything, I think turnout's going to be higher because more people have been engaging in and watching the news. More people have been engaging in conversation about current events and what's going around them. And certainly the way the economy has hit a little bit of a roadblock, shall we say, mm-hmm. with all this, more people, I think, want their voice to be heard. So I don't think we're going to see a historic downturn in voting. I actually think we're going to see a historic uptick in participation.
Really good insights there. Pericles Carudas, he's the founder of Strategic Alchemy, a political consulting and communications firm. Thank you so much again for the time, my friend. I hope to talk to you soon. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Anytime, Matt, anytime.